for a fresh baptism of your ever-winning wisdom. My heart is open. My spirit man is said. Connect me tonight with the light I require to fulfill your agenda for my life. Connect me tonight with the light I require to fulfill your agenda for my life. Connect me tonight with the light I require Connect me tonight with the light I require to fulfill your agenda for my life. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. If you will diligently hearken, not anyhow, not carelessly, not religiously, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, access to his voice will always culminate in testimonies. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Behind every statement of scripture is the voice of God. Lord, connect me tonight with your voice behind your word. Connect me tonight. Now, wait a minute. If you will diligently hearken, you can't access it any other way. You have to be fully set for it to assess it. You have to come up either, and I will show you the thing that will grow tomorrow. You have to come out of the flesh into the realm of the spirit. I was in the spirit and I heard. Lord, help me to connect with your voice behind your word. It's always speaking. And his voice will always culminate in testimonies. Most testimonies we have today, there are people that caught the voice of God behind his word. They call it Rema. Lord, grant me access to the Rema of your word tonight. I've not just had to take note. I want an encounter. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Connect me with the rhema of your word tonight. Grant me access to your voice behind your word. Let your voice sound in my direction tonight. Let the voice behind your word sound in my direction tonight. And let that write my story altogether. Let the voice behind your word sound in my direction tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Now lift up your two hands. I decree the opening of everyone's spiritual ears tonight. It is declared opened. It will appear to you by his voice behind his word tonight. That will change everyone's story forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. We are all here to get wiser. At New Birth, we have the redemptive endowment of wisdom according to Jesus, Matthew 11, verse 19. Wisdom is the heritage of our children. Because light begets light. The God only wise can't give birth to dummies. He's wiser than the wisest, greater than the greatest, most high, no highest. The God only wise, Jude 25, in his class. And we are his offsprings, so we share his DNA of wisdom. So we have that deposit in us. In our sevenfold redemptive package, we have power, riches, wisdom. So it's in us. But we are to stir it up, and as we do, we get wiser by the day. Stir up the gift of God which is in thee. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Interestingly, we share same mind with Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The world should mind us because we have the mind of Christ. It's one of the mysteries of redemption. Every believer has the mind of Christ. But whether it's steered or not is what determines the outcome. So we're here to get wiser through the steering of what we already have in us. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Teach a righteous man, he will increase in learning. So we are not dummies. We have just come to steer that deposit in us, thereby getting wiser by the day. Tonight we'll be looking at espousing the treasure of divine wisdom. Happy is the man that gets wisdom. Proverbs 3:13-15. And the man that getteth understanding. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And again, thereof, than fine gold. What an asset. Now, verse 15, she's more precious than the rubies. Than rubies. And not that the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. It's an asset of inestimable value. Divine wisdom is an asset of inestimable value. Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand. What? There is no academic degree that delivers length of days. One of our elders stood here in the morning. She's 79. She's lived with sickle cell anemia all her life. 10 years ago, she encountered Jesus and took it off. She has no issue with her life anymore. There is no academic institution, no research center in the world offers length of days. No, they don't have it. Their syllabus can't contain it. Divine wisdom is an asset of inestimable value. Now, verse 17. All our ways are ways of pleasantness, pressure-free life, and all our paths are peace, crisis-free. Pressure-free life, crisis-free life, maintaining same temperature and pressure under all circumstances. That is divine wisdom for you. How precious are the treasures in divine wisdom? Espousing the treasures of divine wisdom. What is unique about the wisdom from above? Simply, it's above all. Whatever is from above is above all. There is no school of knowledge under heaven that will match what divine wisdom offers. We have this declaration in Job 28 and verse 7, all the way to 28. We'll be looking at it in segments. There's a path which the eagles know not, which the vulture's eyes have not seen. The lion's webs have not passed or trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. This treasure puts its hand forth upon the rock and overturns the mountains by the roots. Dissolves problems as if they never existed. It dissolves them. You know, the Bible said in its presence, mountains flow down like wax, as if there are no mountains. He cut out rivers among the rocks. His eye sees every precious thing. He sees treasures amidst trashes. One of our young fellows here went to a place for NYC and began to undertake lesson teachers or lesson teaching. He made $2 million in the NYC year. $2 million. His eyes see every precious thing. A young lady was in Zaria and on NYC. He was moving tomato from Zaria to the railway station in Kaduna. She bought a jeep in the course of NYC. His eyes see every precious thing. And some old girls and old boys are crying to their mommy for SIM card or recharge card. His eyes see every precious thing. You never get stranded with divine wisdom at work. It creates what is not believed can exist. Some folks are looking for a job today. They have the potentials to create jobs inside them, lying fallow. They have the potentials to create jobs inside of them, lying fallow. His eye seeth every precious thing. Every. This event will burst every tension around everyone's life. It will burst every tension around everyone's life. You will know the meaning of true peace from after this meeting. This is one of the products of divine wisdom. The word says this wisdom is hid from the eyes of all living. So forget it. There is no natural or intellectual platform for access. Verse 13 of Job 28. It is hid from the eyes of the living. The land of the living. Hid from the land of the living. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, a natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them. They are beyond him. They are beyond them. They are beyond them. It is that beyond realm that you're going into. What will make the world wonder at you? That's what you're going into. A young man in Kaduna came in from the U.S. with a master's in mechanical engineering and couldn't get a job. Somehow, light came. Went to Edo State, check how much they sell palm oil, came to Kaduna Market, check how much they are buying, and became an oil merchant. Cut long story short, he bought a house in DRA, dealing in palm oil. When wisdom comes, it creates solutions. Wake up. Wake up. You never get stranded anymore in your life. It's not found in the land of the living. Job 28 verse 21. Not found in the land of the living. Job 28 verse 21. Sin it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the eyes of researchers, the fowl's eye. Because my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so shall my word be. So his wisdom is higher than the highest. You can imagine. You're going with that today. You are leaving Shiloh with the identity of divine wisdom on your life. You'll be breaking forth without sweating. Does light struggle for breakthrough in the midst of darkness? It's natural. Light comes, darkness clears. Ooh. Can't stand. We are all in that school. Nobody ever graduates. We are all in that school. We are just changing class. You can only change class, you can't finish. All the depth, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, are unsearchable as ways and his path past finding out. But we are living here wiser than we came. And so we are living here wiser than we came. Everyone is living here wiser than he come. It's not available in the knowledge market. Job 28:15-20. It cannot be gotten for gold. It's not available. Neither can shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal shall not equal it. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or pearls, for the price of wisdom is about rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with the pure gold. Now, question, whence then cometh this kind of wisdom, and where is the place of this kind of understanding? So, it is not available for acquisition in the natural sphere. There is no school of knowledge that has it. But he concluded, God knows the way thereof. Only available with God. Only accessible from God. Not anywhere else. And that God is your father and my father. And now, once we go, give good things to them that ask him. Wisdom is good for an inheritance, with an inheritance. For by it, all that see the, by it, that is profit for all that see the Son. Chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes, verse 11. Wisdom is good. And no good thing will lead to Rome than that walk uprightly. If you lack wisdom, ask me. I'm committed. I'm not saying you are not wise, but you don't know what to do about this particular situation. Ask me. Ask me. You have done all you know, but it's not working. Ask me. How much more will God give good gifts to them that ask him? Matthew 7:11. How much will God give good gifts to them that ask him? I'd like us to be desperate on this mountain for access to next levels of this wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:7-8. It said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It's an eternal mystery. You can't check it out in the laboratory. It's an eternal mystery. An eternal mystery. A young lady had one leg shorter than the other. And ran to me out there in the old church, in the lobby, and I lay hands on him. Before our eyes, the leg grew out. There is no orthopedic explanation to that. He's just on his own. He's in his own class. He's in his own class. Own class. I was teaching in a European convention, and I said, tonight, the master surgeon will visit you. He sent Adam to sleep, cut him open, remove a rib, and package another creature called Eve. And then I sleep with him in the night. I said, tonight, he will visit you. One of those ladies who had a fall as a young child and has carried that waste trouble all her life. Then came this man in white with some two other individuals and began to pull the thing out of her waist. I said, what time is it? 5:30. Look up, 5:30. No more. No explanation. There is no scientific explanation, no psychological explanation. You see, we have reduced ourselves so low to that level. So low that whatever they say, we say, hey, you know what they say? What did God say? Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every negative medical report that came down with anyone to this event clears out tonight. One of our sons here was captured. They shot him AK-47. He didn't answer. They used cutlass. Bah, he didn't answer. They said, which church are you? You are telling. He said, when I leave him. They are like that. Leave him. That is, they organized assassination. Someone organized assassination that is supposed to come supply some goods and accept people out there on a bush path that they accosted him, tied him up, tied up to a tree. Those are not explainable. They are mysteries. There is what he must have caught that won't let him be shootable. No. That won't let cutlass answer to him. You know, he yielded their body. And they should not serve another God. Yielded their body. Fire could not burn them. Somebody's breaking forth. You know the good news? Every treasure embedded in divine wisdom will start speaking louder by the day in your life. At least tonight, you are going home with the seal of length of days. Untimely death is over in your family. That's how much treasure is loaded in divine wisdom. Forget about all these funny things that are doing around. When wisdom comes in, it subdues them. You find your way where nobody can find their way. Because he shows you the way to go. Now, God is the sole custodian of the treasure, not available anywhere else. Job 28 and verse 23. God. Now, let's look at verse 12. Verse 12 first, and then 20, and then 23. But where shall this wisdom be found? And where is the place of his understanding? Verse 20. Whence then cometh this kind of wisdom? And where is the place of this kind of understanding? Answer 23. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. God is the sole custodian of divine wisdom. Is the sole custodian of this world and covers all areas of life. The many-sided wisdom of God in all its innumerable aspects and infinite varieties is only available with God. You can be an academic success and be a family wreck. Family wreck. You can be a financial success and be a family failure. But this wisdom covers all areas. Covers your health, covers your spiritual well-being, covers your family. In the name of Jesus, welcome to that realm tonight. Amen. Welcome to that realm tonight. Amen. It's an ever-growing realm. Well, you got that. I was telling our co-minister today, I didn't come to teach anybody. I came to learn at the feet of Jesus. We are all in the same school of wisdom. We are all in the same school of wisdom. This wisdom is only accessible from above. He said, but the wisdom which is from above is peaceable, easily entreated, full of good fruits. James 3, number 17. Only accessible from above. You can go from pillar to post, it doesn't give you access to it. Every good gift, now you know my language, the goodest of all gifts is wisdom. It's the principal thing. And it's good with an inheritance. It offers what nothing else has to offer. It's forever above all realms of wisdom and knowledge. Now hear this. It has unlimited power to innovate, create, and invent. Unlimited power. Calling those things that be not as though they were and they came to be. Unlimited power to innovate, create an event. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. Witty inventions. Ah. Sir, the outbreak of this wisdom will humble the pride of the world. The outbreak of this wisdom will humble the pride of the world. The outbreak of this wisdom will humble the pride of the world. The outbreak of this wisdom will humble the pride of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By the help from heaven, Esther from above, Uzziah invented engines. Verse 14 of 2 Chronicles 26. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shekels and spears, sheaths and spears and helmets, habergeons and bows, and sent to cast stones thereon. He made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning or wise men. Wisdom. With unlimited power to invent. Now, let's go to chapter 31 of Exodus. Exodus 31 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name. He will call you by name. Bezalel, the son of Uri, and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. I've filled them with wisdom and knowledge. I've filled them. He called them by name. I've filled them. You will hear your name from his mouth tonight. He said, I know my sheep, and I call them by name, and they follow me. We are your name. Thank you, Jesus. And it wasn't only given, they are now to teach others. Ah. They haven't learned it except by the gift of heaven. They are now to teach others. Expect a visitation. That will turn with your wonder to your world. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Many job creators will rise. Amen. And become breadwinners to several families. Amen. Somebody there where you are sitting, light is coming out right now. All the drama of Genesis chapter 1, the Bible revealed they were the acts of the wisdom of God. The Lord, by wisdom, has founded the earth, and by understanding, has established the heavens. Proverbs 3:19. Please note that every word of Scripture is by the breath of the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost speaking on God's behalf? I'm making men to document them. Psalm 104 verse 24. How manifold are thy works, O God. In wisdom hast thou made them all, and the earth is full of thy riches. That creative mystery at creation is still at work today. For I am the Lord, I change not. So whatever God says in his word, he creates when we receive and believe it. Whatever he says, he creates. The wisdom does not go around looking for solutions. It creates them. It creates solutions. Not going about looking for solutions. It creates solutions. We have limited ourselves for too long. Let's get out of the box. We have limited ourselves for too long, for too long. You see, under this, we cannot do this. You see now? Baba Job is saying, go ahead. You can't do this. That's why it's not possible. I had one visitation, very humbling one. I got myself, by divine privilege, on a bed that Copeland once used when he was in that place. And as I was going to sleep my wife and myself, I said, Jesus, whatever is in Copeland that's not in me, I want an encounter tonight. His life is not dead. Elisha was dead, but the power in his bones brought the dead out. And in the night, I saw an amputated arm with worms coming out. And out of compassion, I said, in the name of Jesus, and a brand new hand came out. He said, I've brought you to the creative realm of your ministry today. Come, he said, there's a creative realm. There is a creative realm. I'm not going to accept that realm. There is a creative realm in anything you get involved in. There's a creative realm, a creative dimension. He said, I've brought you to the creative realm of your ministry today. Amen. And brethren, that creative realm created Covenant University.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonder to the world. Created Landmark University. It's a wonder to the world. So you have a degree plus a diploma in leadership at Covenant. You have a degree and a diploma in agropreneurship in Landmark University. It's not found anywhere. So we are not going out with one-legged degree. The position is to be relevant to your world. Relevant. Creative realm of life is a reality. Welcome to that realm now. Amen. We have limited ourselves to all these things that they say because we have lived with them for so long. We have been around in nature for so long that we have lost our supernatural identity. Now, this event is your recovery event. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Freely are you giving, freely give. I release upon you tonight access to that creative dimension of life. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12, the word says, God has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. There's a searching for, there's an enlargement coming your way. There's a divine enlargement coming your way. There's a divine enlargement coming your way. And coming through divine discretion. Coming through divine discretion. In the name of Jesus. Interestingly, God has reserved the wisdom required to deliver any task he has assigned any of us. Have not I called you? Go in this thy might. So when God sends you on a mission, he has endowed you and I with what it takes to deliver. And one of those principal things required is wisdom. So he's endowed us with the wisdom required. What we need to do is to now engage with growing that wisdom for an ever advancing life till the fullness of God's agenda is fulfilled. I'm going to beg you, stop holding to your opinion against the truth. You'll be trapped. You can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Stop holding your opinion against the truth. It's a risk. Stop holding your opinion against the truth. It means a failure. Let God be true and all men be liars. Let God be true and all men be liars. Let God be true and all men be liars. What is the problem? Wife submits herself to her own husband. What's the problem with that? Between that and divorce, which one do you choose? You just settle down and think. I can't submit. Never. Me? No, no, no way. I mean, I schooled in Harvard. I schooled in Ikorodu. And so, go and marry your school. Go and marry your school, my friend. Husband loves your wife as well. Not this kind of wife. Never. Nobody can love this kind of wife. Never. Too pompous. Now we're done. You'll be wifeless in no time. You go back to cooking. Go back to sweeping. Because nobody can love that kind of wife. What are you holding? You can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Husband and wife, we are one. Let nothing divide you. Let no children divide you. Or you won't hear. Wife, go and stay with her children. I'll stay here. Isn't that been too smart? You are too smart. You are too smart for God. My wife stays with me. Our children have children. They should also lead their children. Amen. You better be Bible smart.
Yes, sir.
Get Bible smart.
Yes, sir.
That is true smartness.
Yes, sir.
That culminates in greatness. Get Bible smart. Get Bible smart. I know corrections are not easily absorbable, but they are essential. By the time you keep arguing with your teacher in school, you know you won't leave that school. He said, you are wrong. He said, no, I'm not wrong. I'm your teacher. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, I'm not wrong. Okay. It seems like the one marking your paper now. Why? We have graduated already. I said, you are wrong. 2 + 2 is not 5. He said, no, it's 5. He said, well, I'm from Faith Tabernacle. And so what? When he says you are wrong, just say, Lord, I bow. And thank you for grace to get right. Somebody bless. If you are the one, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and breaks down the defense thereof. Wisdom will win any war, any day. But we have to make demand for it. It doesn't drop on anybody's lap. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Shall I go up? I need your direction. Go up, you overcome. Another time they came, shall I go up? Don't go up. Hold on. You had the moving of the wind on the mulberry tree, then bestir yourself. You keep making demand before taking steps. You don't jump from frying pan to fire. Make demand. Ezra called a fast for 3 days to see the right way for them. 3 days to see the right way for them. Ezra chapter 8, 21 to 23. They don't know what to do. Joshua called a fast. We have no power or might against the people. Neither know we what to do. We need to know what to do from you. Not just by asking and chewing gum. Serious matter. Serious business. The good news here is this. Walking in the wisdom of scriptures keeps all things going well for the believer. I see all things going well for you. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 32 and 33. Deuteronomy 5, 32 and 33. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. What will be the outcome? You shall walk in all the ways with the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live. That it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. That is, walking in the wisdom of God, wisdom of scriptures, guarantees those treasures. You live. That is, death is humiliated. You are on course with me. I'm the one backing you up. You are walking in my plan. I'm standing by you. That may be well with you. So it's well with you spiritually, well with you, your family, your business, your career. You may prolong your days on the earth. Walking in the wisdom of scriptures makes it well with the believer in all areas. Remember, Jesus has my commandment and keeps it, the one that loves me. You love me, I will love you. Now manifest myself to you. But Romans 8:28 said, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Who are these? John 14:21, you have my commandments and keep it. You are demonstrating your love for me, and I will manifest myself to you. So walking in the light of scriptures makes all things working together for us. The good news is there shall be no more regrets in your life. Let God be true, therefore, and all men liars. You're on top. Now, lift up your right hand and absorb that reality. I have this treasure that's not available anywhere in the world in my life as one of the benefits of redemption. I thank you, Jesus, for this endowment. I receive grace not to waste it. I receive grace to keep it steered and keep my life going. I receive grace to keep growing it. Pray that prayer, because that's the greatest treasure God has for us after salvation. Thank you and thank you. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Before we close in this service, I'd like to take us through 9 prophetic characteristics of the end time church. We're doing that so you can know how to position yourself to be enlisted in this glorious record breaking army that God is raising. Remember, God's word is essentially prophetic. They are not just to inform us. They are for performance in our lives as we connect with them. Prophetic analysis of the end time church. 1, there shall be an outbreak of the manifold wisdom of God in the last days. Outbreak. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Outbreak of the manifold wisdom of God in the last days. So it's wisdom to connect. And that right now. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. It's an end time package. A time where people will be flowing in revelation naturally, applied truth as a lifestyle in the last days. In the last days. Ephesians 3 and verse 8 to 11. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the presence and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. On verse 11, according to the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ our Lord. There's an eternal purpose for an outbreak of his manifold wisdom that we disarm principalities and powers in the last days. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
And that's where you come in. No more molestation of your life. No molestation of your children.
Amen.
Of your grandchildren.
Amen.
Of your health.
Amen.
Of the works of your hand.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Two, there shall be outbreak of health and vitality in these last days. Isaiah 33, verse 24. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. It's a last day agenda. Sickness will become a stranger to the body. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of all your wounds. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. For they said in Zion that no one sought after. I will restore health unto you and heal you of all thy wounds, said the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying this is Zion that no man seeketh after. But I vow to restore health to you. So in these last days, supernatural health shall be restored to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Can I hear your Lord say amen?
Amen.
We'll be giving sickness wisdom knockout from our life. It is written, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I'm the Lord, I change not. I'm still committed to your healing, health, and wholeness. I sent Jesus to ratify it as a covenant by whose stripes ye were healed. So come free. It doesn't belong to you. The good news is that no sickness belongs to you anymore. Every sickness or disease in your body is today declared illegal. Is declared illegal.
Amen.
Tonight is your night of freedom.
Amen.
We are not looking forward to the last day. The last day is already here. The last days is already here. There is famine in diverse places, earthquake in diverse places, war and rumors of war in diverse. We are in the center of the end time. Sickness shall be humiliated.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
In your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If anyone is tied down in sickness today anywhere around the world that is online in this agenda, in this program, thus said the Lord, I have restored health unto you.
Amen.
Therefore, be healed in the name of Jesus. Number three, there shall be outbreak of financial fortune. For my city, through prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. And watch, this gospel of the kingdom shall be among all nations, and then shall the end come. Who among you has seen who saw the glory of this house in his former estate? How do you see it nice? Is it not as compared to nothing? But I tell you, the glory of this house shall be greater than the former. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord. So we are in the days of outbreak of financial fortune in the body. Sir, the nature of one will be humbled. They'll be humbled by our access to his riches in glory. they will be humbled, clean wealth, unadulterated wealth, sanctified wealth, sanctified wealth, sanctified wealth, sanctified wealth. Sanctified wealth. No corner corner wealth. Sanctified wealth. It's reserved for these last days. Said the silver is mine and the gold is mine. I'm looking for trusted channels to pass them through. God is busy looking for trusted channels to pass these heavenly riches through. If you have not been faithful in your righteous mammon, we shall commit to your trust the true riches. Luke 16 verse 11. We shall commit to your trust the true riches. So it's committed to our trust. Can you be trusted with his treasure? Won't you blow up? Won't you marry more wives? Won't you start building shrines? Can you be trusted? He said to that man, and so is everyone who is rich in this world, but not rich towards God. When you're not rich towards God, riches can kill you. It is your investment towards God that sustains your wealth. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
And so is every man that's rich in this world, but is not rich towards God. 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 So wake up. There is coming an outbreak of financial fortune in the body of Christ. You know, the Lord told me, get back home and make my people rich. When I see people working their mouth, I just say, these people don't know anything. I heard from Jesus severally. I've proved all that I heard from him is working like fire. Working like fire. Working like fire. I'm not indebted to any man living or dead. Or any bank, close down or rise up. Wake up. The end time wealth is ordained for the expansion of the kingdom.
Yes.
It's ordained for what?
The expansion of the
kingdom. Otherwise, we're expanding wives. Solomon built one temple for God and built 1,000 shrines for his twin wives. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
If that's you, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
He had this prophet saying there's coming an outbreak of financial fortune and it has begun.
Amen.
Many are in it today.
Amen.
Many more will come into it today.
Amen.
As you allow God to lead the way forward for you. Can I hear your amen? You know what he said? Then shall you return and discern between them that serve God and them that serve him not. For the day cometh that the earth will burn like an oven. Please go back with me to Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. He said, and it shall be mine, said the Lord, 17, in that day when I take up my jewels and I will spare them as a man spared to his son that serveth him. Then shall you return. And so the sign between righteous and the wicked, between that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Verse chapter 4, verse 1. For the day cometh that shall burn like an oven, and not the proud, nor that do wickedly shall be stubble. The day that cometh will burn them, leave them neither with no branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the son of righteousness arise within his wing. You will be growing up and going forward. Everything is burning down, you are growing up and going forward. Everything is burning down, you are growing up and you are going forward. That is you. I said, that is you. That is you. That is you. So serving God with our substance is gateway to being a partaker of this outbreak of financial fortune. You won't miss your place in it. Number four, there shall be outbreak of witty inventions, creation of solutions. We said a bit of that earlier on. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. It shall be an era of rise of giants. Rise of stars. Jesus said, I am the bright and the morning star. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to the guardians to the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And as my Father has sent me, so send I you. So every child of God has a star embedded in him. And like we know, Acts 2, 20 and 21, heavens will receive Jesus until the time of fulfillment of all things which the mother of God has spoken. So stars will rise in their number. I said stars will rise in their number. From all fields of human endeavor, stars will rise in their number. From all fields of human endeavor, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that torment righteousness as the stars forever and ever. There are two sides to that. There's a rise coming that will make men follow you on their own. 10 men shall hold to the skirt of it as a Jew and say, we go with you. There's a rising that makes men follow you on their own. There's an outpouring coming that will make men change their name to your name. Isaiah 44, verse 5 and 6. Turn them into righteousness as rising stars. One shall, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. One shall say, I'm the Lord's. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall name himself with his hand unto the Lord. And shall name himself by the name of Israel. As you begin to break forth on the right and on the left, people will come your way saying, we will go with you. For we have heard that God is with you. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Zechariah 8, 23. It shall come to pass, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of it as a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. These stars will rise, magnetizing multitudes to the kingdom. Their rise will humble the pride of those around them. They want to follow them to worship their God. Can I hear your amen? And they that turn men to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. As the stars forever and ever. There are many of us here today that others saw God's hand on you and came to Christ. Do I have a witness here? They just saw the hand of God on your life. Maybe they have cast you away before, but they saw that hand evident on your life. We'll go with you. We'll go with you. We'll go with you. Now, let me say this. I never ask any member of my family come and join this church. Never. One of them called me one day. He said, we had a great service today. I said, where? He said, at the church. I said, hey. So you went there? No. Light is ever attractive. God will make your life an attraction. 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 We are in the days of rising stars. Do not sell off your birthright. You will not sell off your birthright. You will not sell off your birthright. You will not sell off your birthright. From Shiloh 2024, God is turning every one of us to an attraction. Our lives will be changing levels in attraction. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are in the days of enthronement of the saints. Psalm 110 verse 1 and 2. Sit down on my right hand and I made the enemies their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. The church shall be reigning in power in all spheres of life before Jesus comes. It's not a political statement. No strong or weak nation can change it. The church of Christ prophetically shall be reigning in power before Jesus comes. Rapture will not be a secret thing. It will be the fountains of life have left. As rapture, the fountains of life have disappeared. You know that we don't know where those guys are. Everybody will know that all that matters in the world have just left. You won't miss your place. Your crown, no one will not take it. He said, hold that fast which you have, lest another man take your crown. Hold it fast. Hold it fast. Revelation 3:11. Hold it fast. Lest another man take their crown. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 27. Now hear what it says. Prophetic. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High God, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. That is heaven's agenda, sir. It's everlasting. It will be the end of the world. It will be where the world ends. The church will have practical dominion over the affairs of the world. Can I hear your amen? Now, if you check all of those end-time prophetic characteristics, they anchor on wisdom. All of them anchor on wisdom. All of them anchor on wisdom. So it's the principal thing for any of us to get into this glorious army. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we begin to round up, number 8, we're only 9. Amen. Okay, number 7. The last enemy that shall be destroyed before Jesus comes is death. What is it? Don't be scared. It has been conquered already. Death has been conquered already. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 26. He said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That means the power of death shall be disabled. Destroyed. In verse 22 of Job 28, he said, destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. That's wisdom. Destruction and death said, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. So a man in the midst of hungry lion cannot be eaten. We heard the fame thereof with our ears. Cast into the fiery furnace, whose flame burnt of the people to them around, without getting inside, and we are walking in the place worshiping God. Destruction and death say, I've had the film thereof with our eyes. The last enemy Jesus destroyed when he came was death. The last enemy that Jesus will destroy before Jesus returns is death. last, and is on now. Therefore, I call death destroyed in your family. Someone here had a student at Covenant University. The junior sister died, and they took her to the mortuary. The man said, I appeared to him in the night. He said, go and collect your daughter from the mortuary. And they put her in her room where she was living before she died. She died of kidney failure. First day, no sound, no voice. But she's not on her bed. Second day, no sound, no voice. Third day, a noise came alive in the room. Brand new kidney. Brand new what? So the kidney died to resurrect. Alive and well. Come and give the Lord praise. That's the kind of knockout that we suffer in this last day.
Amen.
And it's beginning with you.
Amen.
Beginning with you.
Amen.
Beginning with you.
Amen.
I was in Abuja, and then there was a dead child that was in the third floor of the children's department. And I was there for a night, an all night, you know, breakthrough night, to pass through the place. I didn't come there for that event. And it was a healing month. Is there no balm in Gilead? The dead child on the third floor came alive. She passed on at 1:30 p.m. from National Hospital. Came to church. Church also confirmed him dead. The doctors in the church confirmed him dead. So he was dead twice. They brought that child to me after 6 years. That was the child that Jesus raised. That is no lay hand weak. Now listen. In the name of Jesus, dominion of death over your life is over. We are this very humbling one of a child, of a young student, died, embalmed, and put in the mortuary. That was an outro. If you have the screen, you can put it there. They prayed all night, kingdom and ramen prayer, not Ugo, raising from the dead. In the morning, they sent the younger brother to go and the senior brother to go and check him up and get him out of the mortuary. So he got there. He said, you came late. We have already embalmed. He said, no, just let me enter. He entered the mortuary and knelt down. Jesus Christ is here. Are you hearing? Is that prayer? Is the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ is here. He now added, I mean Jesus Christ, that Bishop Yedepo serves. Is here. Huh. Rose up and came back to life. That is the knockout of death in the last day. See him? Can I tell you this? You are going places. We are not in ordinary days, old.
Yes.
No sorcerer has that capacity. Only Jesus.
Yes.
Only Jesus. He threw death. Destroyed him. I had the power of death. Can I have you say with me, death is already destroyed. It shall be fully manifested now. Sir, anyone you call back, we answer.
Yeah.
Anyone you call back, we answer.
Yeah.
A man had an accident and passed on, and they put him in the mortuary, and the wife sat down there, anointing his feet. Honey, you can go. No, You can't go. Honey, you can't go. They were discharged the same night. Discharged to go home the same night. Wife raising husband back to life. Death is humiliated. So you don't need an apostle. You don't need a founder with a rod and cap. You need faith in the end time agenda. Look at your children. You won't bury any of them.
Amen.
Your grandchildren, you won't bury any of them. What a good God we serve. I am he that was dead, Jesus said. Behold, I'm alive, and I live forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Who has it? Who has it? The devil? Who has it now? Satan used to have it. Jesus threw death. Destroyed him that hard. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. The power of death. And delivered them to the fear of death for all their lifetime subject to bondage. And now Jesus has the key. Having destroyed principalities and powers, he made a show of them, coming out the keys. Hand over the keys. He took the key when he rose from the dead. So Satan does not have the key anymore. So he has no power over how long you live here. Jesus has the key and is holding the key in your favor. He's holding the key in your favor. So you shall not die but live. And declare the words of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are in the generational record-breaking era. Joel 2, verse 1, paraphrase to 11. The word says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. So it's last day he's talking about. A day of darkness and gloominess, never mind that. A day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people will emerge. In the midst of the gloominess and darkness, there has not been ever the like, come at the same time, neither would there be any after them until the years of many generations. Emergence of a record, generational record-breaking army. We are in that season. What eyes have not seen or ears have, they will be the order of the day in the body of Christ this hour. Can I hear your loudest amen? Now verse 11, the Lord shall utter his voice, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, and great is he that executed his war. For the day of the Lord cometh. The day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide in it? In these terrible days, there will be the rise of a record-breaking army, the kind the world has never seen. And that's where you belong. See, so that's where you belong. Don't let the darkness of this hour confuse you. It's not for you. It's not for you. And finally, we are in the days of holiness. Jesus is coming to rapture a church without spot or wrinkle or anything of such. Ephesians 5:25-26. Isaiah 35 verse 8 and 9. Can I have the water, please? Isaiah 35, verse 8 and 9. And an highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but shall be for those, the wayfaring men, no fools shall know what they are in. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go over it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk therein. Welcome to the highway of holiness. Brand new day for you. Holiness shall become the highway of the saints in this end time. That's why the devil is all out to corrupt and defy the body. It doesn't matter what you do, you're okay. You're not okay. You are not okay. The devil doesn't say you are okay. You are deceiving yourself. You are not okay. You are not. Be not deceived. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you. But you are now cleansed. And you are sanctified by the Spirit of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11, abridged. There's no point going over that list. Don't let any devil deceive you, sir. We are not in a debate parade. We are not debating. Take it wrong. It's a commandment. And swallow it all. If God does not say you're all right, don't confuse yourself that you're all right. You say one version, say, which version? Did you say that version when you got saved? The unrighteous shall not inherit. Now, and he's building mansions and he hates waste. So, people are ordained to occupy those mansions. There's no demolition program in heaven. That means people have been ordained to walk on the highway of holiness. They will qualify them to take a place in heaven. Why not you? Is anybody hearing what I'm talking about? I made this one the last so it can sink. There's a highway that God is creating in these last days. It's called the highway of holiness. Fools can't walk in there when the wisdom of God that establishes your sanctification to get there. Highway is secure. Highway guarantees speed. Highway enhances easy drive. Come on this highway, and that is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let's crave on this mountain for a baptism of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. One of the seven spirits upon Christ is also called the spirit of holiness. Let's crave for it, sir. How can what the world detests be embraced by the church? You lie, you say you are righteous, you're going in Christ. Which righteousness are you? As a liar? As a thief? As an adulterer? Why must you start in the spirit and end up in the flesh? Why? Why are there prisons to put the lawless? Why is there hell? The lawless. Without engaging the law of the spirit, you can't be free from the law of sin and death. You have to engage one law to be free from another. So to be free from the spirit of the law of the spirit of sin and death, you must engage the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Don't be deceived. It does not only rob people of eternity, it robs you access to the world. That means you keep losing your worth. Robs access to answered prayers. That means you are helpless. Because connect with help on the altar of prayer. We experience breakthrough by answer to revelation. You know why? The devil knows that he has but a short time. And he wants to carry as many as can get along with him. It won't get you. It won't get me. It won't get you. It won't get me. If you read all of Pauline's epistles, you find those definitions in clear terms. You'll find them there. There is no go call. Shall we continue in saying that grace may abound? God forbid. Is it not there? We are baptized to walk in the newness of life. And sin shall no more have dominion over us. That will explain that way. Like I said, we are all learning. We are all in the school of wisdom. Our desire is to pick instructions and get wiser and move forward in life. If only in this world we have hope, then we are most of all men miserable. If all your breakthrough is here, we are most of all men miserable. We have had eternal home, the ultimate of our redemption. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't go for the pleasure of sin for a season and destroy yourself in eternity. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Ever winning wisdom is ever living in the fear of God. Ever winning wisdom is walking in holiness, walking in the fear of God as a lifestyle. For that is the beginning of access to wisdom. Rise to your feet, everybody. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and thank God for light. Would you thank God for light? Thank God for access to light. Thank God for recovery. Thank God for recovery tonight. Thank God for recovery. Thank God for recovery tonight. Thank God for recovery tonight. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now one more time, a big hand to Jesus and get seated. Very quickly before we administer the grace of God for the delivery of your desire. You are here tonight and you want Jesus to become your Lord and Savior. You want to repent of your sins and accept Him as your Lord tonight. I'll be glad to pray with you. That is the number one step into experiencing the wonders of the kingdom of God on the earth. Except a man is born again, he cannot see what the kingdom offers. He cannot experience, he cannot taste what the kingdom offers. So if you are here tonight, you want me to pray with you to be born again, become a child of God, or at the same time you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you tonight. And Jesus will save you. Rewrite your story in the name of Jesus. He will write your story in the name of Jesus. It's not about coming to church. It's about coming to Christ. It's about receiving Christ to your heart and begin to live a new life. I'm not sure whether I'm saved or not. Then you are not saved. You can't be saved and not know. Can you ask a man, are you born or not? He said, I'm not sure whether I'm born. No. No, he knows. It's real. So if you're here tonight, you want me to pray that prayer for you, whether here in Canaan or any of our visit centers around the world, please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Apart from here in Canaan land, in all other locations, please go straight to the front of the altar as you are standing. Take your bags and your Bibles with you and move straight to the altar. For those of us here in the Faith Tabernacle, stay where you are. I'm going to pray with you right there. We don't have the time. We are running out of time already. And Jesus sees you where you are. Stand to your feet. I'm praying for you right there where you are, whether you are outside or inside. Just stand to your feet. Jesus can see you there. He knows you. Heaven is welcoming you right now. There's joy in heaven over your life right now. Please stand to your feet. In all the various centers around the world, move straight to the altar right now. Go ahead to the altar right now. Go ahead to the altar right now. Jesus is waiting to receive you. Tonight is your night. All of us who are standing here, remain standing, please. Please give them their sleeves and let them have something to get us down their details in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salvation is an experience, not an ideology. Any man being Christ, a new creature, all things have passed away, all things have become new. If your repentance is new, is genuine tonight, your salvation will be genuine. Your conversion will be genuine. It's your night of change. It's your night of change. Now, for all of us who are standing before the Lord tonight, please lift up your right hand for prayers. Lift up your right hand and bow your head right now. Those of us before the altar of the Lord across the nations, just lift up your right hand where you are. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus. Save my soul tonight. Forgive me all my sins tonight. I repent of them. Jesus, save my soul. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now come into my heart and live your life through me, turning me into a new creature. Let all things pass away in my life and let all things become new. Thank you, Jesus, for doing this in my life. Amen. Keep your hands up. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Haven't turned your life to Christ, I declare you escape. You have escaped tonight from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of life. You never step backward anymore in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered to the day of his appearing in the name of Jesus. The grace that brought you in tonight will keep you for life. You will not miss your step to heaven. Receive grace to live your commerce life higher below in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Congratulations. 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 Please complete those sleeves. Ensure your name is fully inscribed and your details are there. We'll be glad to be part of your life. Help us of your faith. In the name of Jesus. Shall we all rise? Please endeavor to ensure that your sleeves are passed over to the church officials. We need them to be part of your joy and help us of your faith. Endeavor to do that right now. How many have been blessed tonight? How many have seen light tonight? How many are free from the touch of darkness tonight? Lift up your two hands, everyone, and thank God one more time for light. Thank God for the unspeakable gift of divine wisdom offered you and I in redemption. Thank God for the grace to keep them steered, to keep that treasure steered in our life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Jesus went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. Sicknesses are mainly oppressions of the devil on the life of the redeemed. But God has said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. No one returns with any form of sickness or disease on his or her life tonight. Because I'm the Lord, I change not. Himself took our infirmity. See this one as our infirmity, our sickness and pains. He found it on me here. He took it away. I can't find it again. Whatever the truth took, it's no longer there. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Is that microphone still here? Is that microphone still here? So sickness is no more there. Sickness is no more there. Why? He took. And there's nowhere they said he returned. He took it once and for all. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, who took your infirmity and my infirmity, I declare your healing right now. He was casting out evil spirits by his word. And the word says, in my name you cast out evil spirits. I therefore command every evil spirit tormenting anyone's head right now, out you go and never to come back again. Your hand on your forehead, I decree supernatural restoration of your head, spirit, soul, and body. Be made whole. Be set free. I command every sentence of death on anyone's life averted tonight. You shall not die but live. And declare the works of God. The siege of cancer is over. The siege of every terminal disease is broken. Your glorious destiny is restored. For I will restore health unto you and heal you of all your wounds, all your wounds, all your wounds. Every pain disappears from your body right now. Every growth dissolves from your body right now. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I decree the way forward for you. Welcome to your ever-winning realm of life. Welcome to the creative realm of your life. You'll never be stranded again anymore. And so shall it be. Your rest tonight shall be sweet. Wake up in the morning to a brand new world. In Jesus' name. Lift up those two hands and celebrate Jesus. Magnify him. Give him glory and praise. There's no one like him. Lift up your two hands, everyone. thank him one more time. That deed is done. Whatever you came with as a desire is delivered tonight. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. The one caused barren, they are now made fruitful. Every mantle siege is broken. Every curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands, everyone. Celebrate Jesus one more time. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Will you help me congratulate your neighbor on your right or your left? Congratulate your neighbors on your right or your left. Congratulations for a brand new day, a brand new era, in the name of Jesus. A brand new day.
Continue to give him thanks and praise. Appreciate him. Glorify his name. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory and praise. For that which you have done here tonight, we appreciate you, Father. Be thou exalted forever. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks and we are prayed. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So please be reminded of the Shiloh prayer hour at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and also the hour of visitation that comes up afterwards. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. One more time, lift your hands and let's give him thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen and amen. Let's together now share the goodness fellowship. One, two, go. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. Praise the Lord. Fortune is my portion 2024. Congratulations. Shiloh 2024. Ever winning wisdom, you are blessed in Jesus' name.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.